Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 8 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, recently we've become aware of the reported prevalence of dogfighting within the Ocean View and other Cape Flats communities, and it's reported that there's an increasing number of school-aged children participating in dogfights, often stolen from residents. Now, where the dog does not succeed in the fight, they are reportedly stoned to death. Now, Provincial Community Safety Minister Albert Fritz issued and has warned that the blood sport is both criminal as well as cruel. But joining us online for further comment this morning is Belinda Abrams, spokesperson for the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. Belinda, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Savita, and good morning to all the listeners.
So, of course, you know, just to understand firstly, how prevalent is dogfighting in Cape Town? I mean, have you dealt with many complaints?
Sadly, we are seeing an escalation, Sabira, and, you know, you don't really understand, is this because of increased awareness around the activity or is this actually because of an escalation in this blood sport? But, yes, the minister is quite accurate when he said things are, unfortunately, on the increase.
Quite sad. Now, you know, why has dogfighting become a thing? You know, is it linked to the underworld? I mean, I just received a message a few minutes ago, you know, mentioning the issue of betting in this sport. You know, is there money involved or is it just for fun? What exactly is it about?
The big problem with dogfighting is the fact that it's not only about cruelty to animals. There's so many other criminal activities that take place at the site of a dogfight. And, you know, you could be looking at anything from, you know, the trafficking of women. You could be essentially looking into illegal gambling. There's always weapons because there's money on the scene. So the concern extends beyond the welfare of animals and to the welfare of communities as well.
Of course, you know, at the SPCA and from your knowledge, you know, do you know where the animals come from? I mean, I can't imagine being a pet owner and wanting to enter my dog into a dog fight. So, you know, are these dogs being taken away, stolen? You know, what is it?
We have seen a lot of reports, unfortunately, of animals being stolen, specifically power breeds, because they are most likely to be used in dog fighting. And unfortunately, for a lot of those breeds, it's just a complete exploitation of their natural traits that makes them attractive to this. My recommendation out there is for anybody that's listening, that's concerned for the safety of your pet, is number one, make sure that they're neutered, because a neutered pet is less likely to be stolen for the purposes of dogfighting. And, of course, make sure that your animals are well confined within your properties. And even if you can, keep them, you know, restricted to the back areas of your property. That would be preferable.
Now, of course, you know, we can imagine the huge distress that a dogfight must have on the actual animal. What sort of trauma, you know, does it place on the dog?
It's terrible, Sabita. You know, all the videos that we've seen of dog fights in progress, it really takes actually a lot of courage to just watch them, to the extent that you can't believe that people are really doing this for entertainment. You're talking about, you know, mangled ears and butts to the front limbs to such an extent that often the front limbs are broken. You know, you're talking about a lot of injury to the facial area. It's a horrific thing to witness in progress. And I think what's really concerning as well about this is the fact that we haven't seen a video yet where a child hasn't been either an incidental or an intentional observer of the fight. So we have to worry, you know, when we're exposing children to this unfettered violence, what kind of impact does that have on community as a whole?
Speaking about the actual act, you know, the dog fighting, you know, a question has come in, you know, what instigates a dog fight? I mean, you get two dogs into a certain space. What then happens?
So we have to remember that, first of all, a lot of the animals are bred for aggression, and a lot of the animals are trained. And the training itself is actually really cruel, because they're trained on bait animals who essentially can't defend themselves. So we're talking here about typically any breed of dog with, you know, the mouth tape shut so that it can't defend itself, and animals being trained to actually attack another animal on that basis. So it's very cruel. The training is cruel, and it's And this extends to the actual dog being used to fight as well. You know, we've seen footage of animals hanging on, you know, to build jaw strength, for instance, hanging on a piece of conveyor belt that's up in the air to build their jaw strength. And beneath them is a pit of burning coal, so that if they let go, they're obviously going to get hurt. So alongside this, we also have to remember that the pit bull breed specifically, they have very low levels of self-preservation, and they have very high levels of loyalty to their owners. So you're talking about two traits here for a breed that are just horrendously exploited to make a fight happen. So a dog wanting to make their owner happy is going to do whatever they can, and based on the fact that they have this sort of limited self-preservation, it doesn't matter that they're doing that and causing massive harm to themselves.
Now, Belinda, you know, you mentioned the impact that it has on young children. What happens, you know, when young children are exposed to this sort of violence in our communities?
There's a lot of research that supports the fact that, you know, when children become desensitized to violence, or when children are not taught to have compassion for all forms of life, that these children are more likely to become involved in violent crimes against people, you know, in their later years. So it kind of brings to mind, when you're preventing activities like this from taking place, it is in actual fact protecting our children from that kind of life as well.
Belinda, what does this then say about our society? You know, we have these young people resorting to these, you know, gruesome acts just for sports. You know, is there a bigger problem here?
There is, and I think we have to be concerned with absolute societal decay. It's very encouraging to hear Minister Fritz come out and be vocal about an activity like this. And we've actually approached the Minister's office and said, you know, could we meet so we can join forces and actually try and make a very real impact on creating awareness around the topic, as well as preventing it from happening. And that's, of course, in the interests of, you know, seeing communities actually develop to an extent where this whole cycle of abuse can actually be put to the stop.
So how does then, you know, the SPCA get involved when you do become aware of these issues, of these cases? What exactly do you do?
Every case reported to us is investigated. What I have to say is, and if there's anybody interesting in listening who's as passionate about this as we are, you know, a lot of the challenges we face when a matter comes to court is that the tests of the court find that there are insufficient evidence to support the allegations of dogfighting. So we're hoping those that are listening, that are witnessing it in their communities, we're saying, please don't put yourselves at risk. But if you are able to get video footage of a fight in progress, that includes not only the act of the dogfight, but also the faces of the instigators or those who have anything to do with the dogfight. If you're able to get that kind of video footage, that's perfect. And of course, if you are able to find out or identify where those involved actually stay, that would be 100%, you know, that would be very helpful in terms of trying to secure really strong sentences in terms of dogfighting, as well as putting a stop to it in our community.
Absolutely. So having said that, you know, how do our communities go about in terms of reporting these fights?
The SPCA is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can be contacted on 021-700-415-849 during office hours, and on 083-326-1604 after hours.
All right, perfect. Any final comment from yourself this morning, Belinda?
Just to encourage the community out there, you know, if they become aware of any of the signs, dogs wearing very heavy chains, dogs, you know, being potentially encouraged to attack one another, a lot of dogs that are unsocialized on one property, even if you suspect something is happening, please give us a call. We have a team that are qualified to investigate as well, and we will respond to each and every complaint we receive.
Belinda Abrams, thank you so much for your time and your comment on the matter this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Only a pleasure. And that was spokesperson for the Cape of Good Hope SPCA, Belinda Abrams, speaking to us this morning.